Student-centered transition planning places the goals and aspirations and the needs and strengths of the student with a disability right at the forefront of planning efforts and their decisions about their future. And I think the most prominent voice heard in planning, at least for younger children, whether that's at an IEP meeting or other planning meetings, are usually those of teachers or therapists or parents or even administrators. That shifts during the transition period because the future that we're planning for is the student's future. And so they should really have the loudest voice in that discussion. And so best practices would tell us that all of transition planning should be student-centered. But we add that phrase student-centered just as an explicit reminder of where our focus should be fixed. In some ways, I think student-centered transition planning is sort of a commitment, a philosophy of thinking about where do we place the primary accent, that we're building our programs and experiences around students, not fitting students into existing programs and experiences. And so that student-centered perspective is one we're called to adopt, and we achieve that through things like student-led transition planning meetings. That's a way of making sure the student really is at the center by them having an active and explicit role in leading their own transition meeting.